is correct. There are all sorts of people gathered at the table tonight. All of them disciples, apostles of Christ. They're all gathered. The one who knows what he is about to do, what has actually been set in motion already. The ones who are thinking of nothing but their position. The one who will deny. The one who will doubt. And those we know nothing more about than their name. They're all gathered at the table. Again, at a table. The place of gathering. The place of coming together. It's going to be a long night, whether they know it or not. But for now, they're gathered to celebrate the Passover, to remember their history. It's the night of remembrance. They come together each year at the same time to remember the Exodus, how the people of God, by the grace and love of God, were freed from their bondage in Egypt to become a light to all nations. An example of the desire of God for all his creation. For us, all these many years later, the remembrance of the Passover by this small gathered group has become in itself a night of remembrance. We join them at the table on this night of remembrance, and we bring these experiences and all these people from our history into our experience. We relive this night just as they did. We remember not only the Passover of the Exodus, but also Maundy Thursday, the night when all creation lay in stunned silence to see if the events that were set in motion would fully be played out. The night that Christ took to himself, making the Exodus event the stage for a new Passover, taking the bread and the wine and claiming it as his own body, his own blood. On this night, we hear of a ritual prescribed for the night before the escape of the people of God, the night that they would be spared, the night that the angel of death would not stop at their households if they followed the clearly designed plan. We hear the psalmist retelling their experience long after that night, of the events as they wandered in the wilderness, on their way to the land that God had promised them. We hear how God led them, never left them, provided for them. And we hear how they lost their trust and demanded more. And even in their demanding that they were provided the bread of angels, we hear of God's unwavering love, unwavering devotion, unwavering provision. And we hear of their second guessing, their mistrust. And we bring all of this ancient history into our own experience. And when we do so, we know it rings true. We know that no matter what God does for us, no matter how much we know these stories, there's a nagging uncertainty, a nagging mistrust. Even for the one who is totally and completely trustworthy. And again, we are here, searching, listening, paying attention, seeking desperately for something that rings true. We're here on Maundy Thursday, where at the end of this evening, everything in the Holy of Holies will be stripped bare. And we know that God remains faithful, even when we do not. We know that he was with his people in the Exodus, and he was with his people as they celebrated that Passover on the night before he died for us. We know that he is with us now. The events that follow this night are dark, are hard, are sad beyond our experience. But we must walk this path, the path to the cross. We must go through the dark night, the dark nights, with Christ, to meet him in glory. Remember the story. Join at the table. Be part of this Passover. Amen.